We're moving on to our next speaker today. And today we have at one, Melissa Riddle. Melissa Riddle joined Hardy Alcoser in 2022 after practicing law in St. Louis for over two decades, where her practice was centered in estate planning with an emphasis on special needs planning and alternatives to guardianship. Melissa began her career as a prosecutor and then moved into private practice where she focused in estate planning and fiduciary litigation. After having a son with special needs, Melissa realized the unique and often overwhelming challenges faced by parents in planning for the care and support of their children with special needs, which will extend well beyond the lifetime of the parents. Melissa has served on the board of directors for a number of charities. She has also received a number of awards, including being named Professional Woman of the Year by the National Association of Professional Women in 2013. Let's welcome Melissa, who will be speaking on empowering individuals with special needs.
Thank you for having me here today. It's rather ironic that I was asked to speak on a topic involving technology because I am by far the least technical person in my office, which is why I have my lovely assistants here running everything for me here today. However, I'm really excited to have the opportunity to talk to you guys about AI in the realm of special needs. I'm going to start off by briefly giving you some history of the development of AI. And then I'm going to show you how some of this technology and how it's being used to really impact the lives of persons with special needs. And then I will conclude with a brief discussion of the legal and ethical concerns. In the early part of the 20th century, science fiction began to contemplate the idea of artificial intelligence. The silent 1920 film Metropolis depicted a bleak future in which the villain builds an android to mislead oppressed workers and seize power. Stanley Kubrick's 1968 movie 2001: A Space Odyssey features HAL, a supercomputer which values the mission over human life. It is a story about evolution and about the perils of technology and AI. Other popular movies include Blade Runner, The Terminator, The Matrix, iRobot, and WALL-E. In the real world, the first digital computers were only invented about eight decades ago in the 1940s. From the 1950s to the 1970s, computers began to store more information and became faster, cheaper, and more accessible. In 1977, we see the first home computer. In 1989, a British researcher at the European Organization for Nuclear Research submitted a proposal for what would become the World Wide Web. And the first iPhone was developed in 2007. Today, we are developing quantum computers that harness the laws of quantum mechanics to solve problems too complex for classical computers, and which will vastly improve research and development, supply chain optimization, and production. AI has evolved very quickly. From checkers playing software in the 1950s, AI has evolved to the point where today we stand on the brink of a technological revolution that will fundamentally alter the way we live, work, and relate to one another. In its scale, scope, and complexity, the transformation will be unlike anything humankind has experienced before. AI has become integrated into many functions of our society, from our smart assistants, such as Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, and Apple Siri, to self-driving cars and autonomous vehicles. It is heavily used in our financial systems and our healthcare systems. Large AIs called recommender systems determine what we see on social media, what products are shown to you in online shops, and what gets recommended to you on YouTube. Increasingly, these systems are not just recommending the media we consume, but based on their capacity to generate images and text, they are also creating the media we consume. Language and image recognition capabilities of AI systems have developed very rapidly in the 21st century. This chart stems from a number of tests in which human and AI performance were evaluated in five different domains: from handwriting recognition to language understanding.